till their search was all in vain for Farmer Michael Hayes. They searched Tipperary o'er and o'er the Carden fields near Galtymore. They then went into Wexford town, but did not long delay. To Ballyhale and Stranmore, they searched the woods as they went on. As they were hungry, wet and cold, before the break of day. You may roam the world both far and near, but never such a tale you'll hear of a fox to get away so clear as I did from them hounds. They searched the rocks, the gulfs, the keys, the ships, the liners in the bays, the ferry boats and the steamers as they were gone to sea. Around the coast they made a steer from Poolbeg Lighthouse to Cape Clear. Killarney Town and Speechally they then crossed into Clare. When they landed on the shore they searched Kilrush from tip to toe. They searched the Bath at Sweetlestone, like Wisemill Town, Malbair. Galway been a place of fame, they thought 'twas there I might remain. Was all in vain for a game from Mulleg Bell. Car and coach they met along the road. Connemara been remote, they thought 'twas there I might resort. As they were getting weary, they resolved to try Mayo. In Ballyhadreen they had to rest until the hounds they were refreshed. They then went on to Westport and searched it high and low. Through Castlebar they made a trot when they heard I was in Castle Rock. Still they were deluded where I lodged the night before. In Swinford Town as I lay down I heard a dreadful cry of hounds, which filled me with the notion to retaliate me chase. Being weary from the road I took a drink at 4:30. The hounds were getting slow. As the moon began to shine I thought I'd make a farthing try. Leave the mud to search away for Farmer Michael Hayes. To Dublin town they made me way, then to Cove and America. Now I'm in the land of liberty, I think for all me foes.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Tidrwm ta trwm gwen llwyr wyn, llwyr meillion mwyn rwy'n curo. Mae'r gwynt yn oer oddi ar y llyn, o flod
station. nation. Her mind was as calm could be. She loved her occupation. When in the calm this damsel young, she charmed the sailors with her tongue. And she walked the deck and sweetly sung. Did the female rambling sailor this maiden gay a wager lay, she would go aloft like Annie. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been many. From stem to stern she freely goes, she braves all dangers, fears no foes. And soon you'll hear of the overthrow of the female rambling sailor. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been many. Her hold had slipped and down she fell, and calmly bid this world farewell. On a snowy white breast in sight it came, it appeared to be a female frame. And Rebecca Young it was the name of the female rambling sailor. Come all you maidens far and near and listen to my story. Her body's anchored in the ground, let's hope her soul's in glory. May the willows wave around her grave, may round the laurels planted, may the roses sweet roll at the feet of the one who was undaunted. On the river Fame she was known well, few sailors there could her excel. One tear let fall for the last farewell of the female rambling sailor.
It's 8:14. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. And that was Lindsay Straw with her latest album, The Fairest Flower of Womankind, Songs of Feminine Triumph, with the female rambling sailor. And that's one of the three on this album from a backup group. And by all means, you should go see Lindsay. She's doing a launch show for this album at Club Passim tomorrow. She'll have her backup band with her and many albums for sale. So yeah, we do apologize for the background noise. They are replacing the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hall. If you want to know what's being played, you can always check Spinatron Before Lindsay, we heard Carrig Lafar, great Welsh band from their album R. And the Welsh translates to pitter-patter, the idea of throwing stones against a window to attract your lover, a traditional song originally from Anglesey. And we started off with Planxty with a pursuit of farmer Michael Hayes between the jigs and the reels, a retrospective. And we're going to hear a bit more of local music, then an album about cats, and then we'll segue back into English folk song.
I was born in Dublin Street, where the loyal drums do beat, and the loving English feet, they walked all over us. And every single night, when my dad come home tight, he'd invite the neighbors out with his corn. Come out, cheap black and tans, come and find me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green to lovely lace until it's done. Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bows and arrows. They bravely faced down one with your 16-pounder gun, and you're frightening them poor natives to the marrow. Come out, cheap black and hands, come and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you want medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green lovely lanes of Kilimanjaro. How you slung the brave Parnell when you thought him well and truly persecuted. There are your sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our leaders of 16 were executed. Come on, cheap black and tans, come on and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you want medals down in Flanders. Come on, the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Kilimanjaro.
Down in Flanders, the holy eye of rain, it's wrong. 16 blue branches, a penny all in full bloom. You buy 'em once, you'll buy 'em twice, they make your clothes smell sweet and nice. Come all you young ladies and make no delay. Our lavender's fresh from Mitcham, and we're round once a day. Well, some are big and some are small, please take 'em in and show 'em all. It was early next morning when the dew was a-falling. I gathered my sweet lavender from the valley all in full bloom. Now is the time to send your clothes and pocket handkerchiefs, and to keep those moths away. Oh, won't you buy my sweet blooming lavender? There are 16 blue branches, a penny all in full bloom.
Mm-hmm. handing down orders. You examine the terms of the deal. A car is always waiting. The other hands turn the wheel. The doors slide open before you, and the door slide shut behind. Other hands carry your luggage, your weightier matters engage your mind, and you take the gold out of the earth, and you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, just as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheel must never stop turning, the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. Black like the dust, brown like the earth, this is our land, the land of our birth. Silently digging, digging our graves, choking our bodies, choking our lives, living on scraps, dying in debt, digging in darkness so our children can eat. Once we were free, greeting the sun, sharing the earth, giving thanks to the corn, sang with the waters, sang with the wind, danced with the drum, a circle without end. Now we're silent, they've taken our tongues, they've taken our pride, they've taken our songs, only our bodies, only our eyes burn with the memories of the old ways. Brown like the earth, black like the dust, who can we turn to, who can we trust? And you've got no patience with failure, you've got no time for delay. Certainty points to the future, straight lines carve out the way. And you never make moral judgments, only one truth you defend. That money must be free to make money. That's all there is in the end. And you take the diamonds out of the earth, and you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, just as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheel must never stop turning, and the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. Brown like the earth, black like the dust, who can we turn to, who can we trust? The gun is their god, they have taken our land, they take what we dig, they take without end. We drown in the dust, we choke in the heat, our skin grows sore, our lungs rot. But still we remember the cold, clear air, waking at dawn with the morning star. Still we remember the sound of the flute, the feel of the grass under our feet. Death may come quickly if the mine floods, if the rock talks, if the gas explodes, but mostly we linger on death's cold bed, clutching for air, coughing up blood. Nobody cares, nobody sees, we make no headlines, dying by degrees. And a thousand shapes wait to attend you, the ones who drive your cars, who reserve your place at the table, and award your daily cigars, who silently guard your privacy, who make sure that your ties are new, who remind you of your appointments. Oh, you know they all depend on you, and you take the uranium out of the earth and you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, just as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheel must never stop turning, and the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. Nobody cares, nobody sees. We make no headlines, dying by degrees. What choice do we have? They have taken our home. We wait in silence. Our time will come. They tear from the earth. They leave nothing behind. Only raw scars on a waste land. But someday and soon, the mountains will shake, and the drum will sound, and the sun will turn black. And from out of the dust and from under the earth, we will arise, proclaiming this truth. All life is sacred, all life is one, from the rocks on the mountains to the children unborn. Fences will fall, the scars will be healed, and the earth will be whole. This is our land, the land of our birth. Black like the dust, brown like the earth. And you never carry money. You like your life ordered and clean, and you make out checks to charity. No one can call you mean. Through your double-locked gateways, only the privileged pass to admire your taste and elegance. Marbles of marble and silver and glass, and you take the earth out of the earth, and you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, just as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheel must never stop turning, and the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, but there's a price to be paid.
Good morning, it's 8:39, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Chris Foster, great folk singer from Iceland. And that was a Leon Rosselson song that he worked on with Leon. That was originally written for the album Nuclear Power No Thanks in 1981, but the song is about much more than nuclear power. It presents a view of our world where the traditions and dignity of indigenous peoples, along with a biosphere that we all inhabit, are violently disregarded in the greedy scramble to exploit our Earth's resources for the short-term profit of the few. As I write these notes 35 years later, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has set up the largest Native American intertribal gathering in a century in North Dakota, USA. Their aim is to stop the Dakota Access oil pipeline being built across their sacred lands. Meanwhile, in England, the decision to build the Hinkley Point C nuclear power station in my native county of Somerset has just been ratified. Well, if you follow the news at all, you will realize that as soon as Trump got into office, they started heavy handling, dismantling that gathering, chasing the Native Americans out of town. And of course, the pipeline has been run across the Missouri River and is now delivering oil. And we might point out that it's oil, not gas. No, Mr. Trump, they're really oil, gas, no coal. No coal. Sorry, but those coal jobs have long since disappeared. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Yeah. Before that was Haneke Castle from her brand new album, Trip to Walden Pond, De Oppresso Liber, written for Russell Buddy Rogers and the Army 10th Special Forces Group, and for all who selflessly gave their lives for our country. And yeah, I also have a spot in my heart for the 10th Special Forces Group from Fort Drum. Many good friends went out of there. Not all of them came back. And that's from Trip to Walden Pond, Haneke's latest album, just released in April of 2017. Prior to that was Lisa Knapp with the Lavender Song. From Stick in the Wheel, present From Here, English Folk Field Recordings. They thought, wouldn't it be fun to actually record some of the brightest stars in contemporary folk music rather than listening to old and damaged cylinder records and recordings? So that's what they did, and quite a few names who you'll recognize here. Eliza Carthy, John Kirkpatrick, Bella Hardy, Martin Carthy, John Bowden. We heard the Lavender Song from Lisa Knapp, Spiro, Fran Foote, Sam Sweeney, Faye Heald, Peter Webb, and Ken Hall. So if you like First Takes, definitely recommend Stick in the Wheel, present From Here, English Folk Field Recordings. Prior to that was Brongeline Griffin with Jerry O'Byrne and Kevin Burke, an album she recorded back in 2010 called Three Colors Ginger with All About Cats, and that was Smokey. And we started off with Keir Burns and Friends with Come Ouchy Black and Tans, a song from the early days of the when the Irish Republic was getting started, and that's from Blarney. It's 8:44. And as we mentioned, Lindsey Straw is doing a live album launch tomorrow at Club Passim. You can check out her webpage, find out more, or go to www.clubpassim.org and purchase tickets. But we're going to hear a few more songs from her.
Listen a while and I'll sing you a song of three merry gentlemen riding along. They met a fair maid and to heard it say, we're afraid this cold morning will do you some harm. Oh no, kind sirs, I'm afraid you're mistaken to think this cold morning will do me some harm. But there's one thing I crave, which lies twixt your legs, and if you give me that, it will keep me warm. Well, since you do crave it, my dear, you shall have it, if you'll come with me to yonder green tree. And since you do crave it, my dear, you shall have it, and I'll make these two gentlemen a witness to me. So the gentleman alighted, and straightway she mounted, and looking the gentleman hard in the face, saying, you knew not my meaning, you wrong understood me. And away she went galloping down the long lane. Gentlemen, lend me one of your horses, that I may ride after her down the long lane. And if I overtake her, I warrant I'll make her return unto me my own horse again. But when this fair maid, she saw him a-coming, she instantly then took a pistol in hand, saying, doubt not my skill, or that you I would kill. I'd have you stand back, or you are a dead man. Oh, why do you spend your time here in talking? Oh, why do you spend your time here in vain? Come give her a guinea, it's what she deserves. I warrant she'll give you your horse back again. Kind sirs, you're vastly mistaken. If it is his loss, well, it is my gain. And you were a witness that he gave it to me. And away she went galloping over the plain. Thank you. I'll sing you a song about two young lovers. 'Twas from Linsfield town they came. The young man's name was William Taylor. The young woman's name was Sarah Jane. Taylor, he's a nice young sailor. He went courting a lady gay. And just as they were going to be married, pretty William sailed away. Oh, pretty William sailed away. She's dressed herself in sailor's clothing she did put on. She's gone to seek her own true lover, for to find him she has gone. On the ship there was a battle, she fought there with all the her jacket burst, her silver buttons, and there appeared her snow-white breast. Oh, there appeared her snow-white breast. Then the captain, he stepped up to her, asked her what had brought her come to seek my own dear lover, who was pressed the other year. Oh, if you've come to seek your lover, pray tell to me what is his name. His name it is bold William Taylor, and from Linsfield town he came. Oh, and from Linsfield town he came. If his name be William Taylor, William Taylor, he is not here. He's lately married a rich young lady worth £10,000 a year. But rise you early in the morning, early at the break of day, and there you'll walking with his lady gay. Then she called for a sword and pistol, a sword and pistol she did command. She bite and shot bold William Taylor with his bride at his right hand. Then our captain, he was well pleased. He was quite pleased with what she had done. Soon she became a bold commander over the captain and his men. Over the captain and his men. Thank you.
And that was Kevin Burke and John Brennan covering an Allman Brothers tune, Jessica, from the Pound Ridge Sessions. And it was Winnie Horan who suggested that song would be great covered by fiddles. And of course, we just lost Greg Allman. It's hard to say just how much the Allman Brothers Band meant, but almost everybody I knew had a copy of the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore East and played it relentlessly. So before that was Lindsey Straw with the Crafty Maid's Policy and William Taylor from the Fairest Flower of Womankind, Songs of Feminine Triumph. We mentioned that she is having a CD release party